striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign. More than 35 countries are giving crucial support, from the use of naval and air bases. And logistics to the deployment of combat units. Every nation in this coalition has chosen to bear the duty and share the honor of serving in our common defense.
Слышим, что нас хотят победить на поле боя. Ну, что здесь скажешь, пусть попробуют. Мы уже много слышали, что Запад хочет воевать с нами до последнего украинца. Это трагедия для украинского народа. Но, похоже, все к этому и идет. Но все должны знать, что мы-то... По большому счету, всерьез пока еще ничего не начинали. При этом мы не отказываемся и от мирных переговоров, но те, кто отказывается, должны знать, что чем дальше, тем сложнее им будет с нами договориться.
Stop. comandandogli di mantenere anche nei prossimi giorni imperturbabile calma.
Was World War I. People were no longer people, but meat for the guns. In addition, we had discovered poison gas. A century later, we still haven't learned anything.
Your Majesty, King Philippe, Prime Minister Di Rupo, I am honored to be here today. Thank you for welcoming me to this sacred place. To the staff of Flandern Field Cemetery and the people of Belgium, thank you for your devotion, watching over those who rest here and preserving these hallowed grounds for all of us who live in their debt. As His Majesty and the Prime Minister mentioned, we just spent some quiet moments among the final resting places of young men who fell nearly a century ago. And it is impossible not to be awed by the profound sacrifice they made so that we might stand here today. In this place, we remember the courage of brave little Belgium. Here, we visited the grave of a young Polish immigrant to America, who just a few hours into his very first battle, gave his life for his adopted country. And here we saw the headstones of two men from Brooklyn, New York, who lay as they fought, side by side. Here we also see that no soldier and no nation sacrificed alone. I'm told that this is one of more than 100 cemeteries tucked into the quiet corners of this beautiful countryside. It's estimated that beneath about 50 square miles, there rests hundreds of thousands of men. Belgian and American, French and Canadian, British and Australian, and so many others.
ever be a nuclear war. Humanity is deaf about it. Ordinary peace-loving people will suffer under the yoke of a few idiots. Therefore, dear people of this precious and only earth, unite and speak out against war. Any war. Stop making war.
Stop making war.
Stop making war.
Stop making war.
Citizens, I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope. 18 years ago, the advent of nuclear weapons changed the course of the world, as well as the war. Since that time, all mankind has been struggling to escape from the darkening prospect of mass destruction on Earth. In an age when both sides have come to possess enough nuclear power to destroy the human race several times over. The world of communism and the world of free choice have been caught up in a vicious circle of conflicting ideology and interest. Each increase of tension has produced an increase of arms. Each increase of arms has produced an increase of tension. In these years, the United States and the Soviet Union have frequently communicated suspicion and warnings to each other, but very rarely hope. Our representatives have met at the summit and at the brink. They have met in Washington and in Moscow, in Geneva, and at the United Nations. But too often these meetings have produced only darkness, discord, or disillusion.
Stop making war.
Stop making war. Stop.